here at JM in the AM, and we are at Camp Hask. And we're at Camp Hask. We are treated royally, that's to say the least. And we appreciate the incredible hospitality with which we are treated. It's much appreciated. And one of the reasons is the camp director, Shmuel Kahn, who is an amazing host and who is a guest of ours this morning here at JM in the AM. Shmuel, welcome back to JM in the AM.
It's my cover to be here, and it's our cover to have you and your team here on such a wonderful morning. The weather is beautiful, and the spirit in Camp Hask is just so warm and so beautiful. It's a Kiddush Hashem for everybody.
You are up here day after day, week after week, 365 days a year practically. Obviously, there's some days you're not here. You see what goes on here on a daily basis, fall, winter, spring, summer. Then you start the camping season, which is so exciting. It must be incredible. The first day for you must be amazing when you're welcoming all the staff and youngsters here to Camp Hask. And then this, you get to open up your camp to the community and say, look what you are supporting and look what we are doing for such an amazing category of our children. Today must be a very exciting day for you.
It's very exciting. It's a build-up from last August 16th on.
Literally.
Literally a build-up, because believe it or not, we are talking already about next year's camping season, what to do, how to make things more comfortable for the campers that we serve, and how to do things better. There's no such thing as we reach the top. We'll never reach the top. There's always people that need us, and there's always new services that we can provide for the individuals that we serve.
Not only services, your year-round focus is also on facilities and buildings. How could you describe the brand new buildings, the brand new bunks that are now part of Camp Hask? How state-of-the-art are they for 2023?
They are the state-of-the-art. I'd go to any camp in the mountains. They never built a building that the way we have it. Everything is so comfortable, built-in furniture. Even for the counselors who sleep on the top of a double-decker, there's this little shelf up there. They can put their radio and their phone
right,
their iPods, whatever they have, just to and we put an outlet up there. And also we even put a small light for them to read when they go to sleep at night.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And you have to consider space, bathroom area, shower facilities. I mean, you're talking about a
category. It's so comfortable. It's so comfortable. So beautiful. Handicapped, people
you're right.
in wheelchairs,
you have,
the
you,
showers,
you have to think
the bathrooms.
Even more than a regular camp would think.
And the air conditioning, the changing room where you close the curtain and there's a sink in there, they can change, and there's an electric table to put the individuals on, and there's a hoist from the ceiling to help them lift them off the wheelchair onto the changing table. It's just a change. It changes life when you're in those buildings. For the counselors, it's gewaldic.
Now, you think back generations and decades ago, if the originals, your parents, the Kahns, would walk in here, of blessed memory, would walk in here, what would they think of what's happening now in 2023?
I'll tell you two things. They'd be blown away by the amount of money we spend on a bunk, because I remember going back when we started building the an extra bunks, when we started running out of space, for $50,000 we had a bunk and ready to go. We banked together a bunch of plywood in the inside to build cabinets for them to hang their clothing. We got these double deckers from the army surplus and we bought mattresses.
I remember you telling us this story.
And it was beautiful. And today it's just it's a different world. So, Baruch Hashem, that has changed. And if my parents were around today, they would just be blown away. And I'd like to say something. You know, by a wedding, you say when the neshama, by the chuppah, by
right.
the chasna,
the generations
look down and right. it's shep nachas. I can imagine my parents up in Shemayim looking down all summer long at us. What's going on here? How many more people we're serving now than we served then? We started out with 20 campers and maybe 10, 12 staff people.
Right.
We have 300 Bliyayin, right. campers, and we have 600 staff here.
They also took positions that nobody in the Jewish community wanted to do, and now they would see hundreds trying to get in here
exactly, and
service these young people.
Exactly. They Baruch Hashem, they didn't need it. They did it because some people in the community, and Barosh was Rabbi Vorhin from the Upper West Side, who had a Bes Medrash, they were very close friends, and he convinced my mother and father together to start the Hask School in 1963, and then in 1972, we started Camp Hask.
Amazing. Shmuel Kahn is the director of Camp Hask. Shmuel, thank you so much for your hospitality, and we'll speak again later on before we wrap things up.
Nachum, it's our COVID. Yasher Koyach.
Thank you, Zay Gazut. There he is, Shmuel Kahn, camp director. We've had a long, long friendship and relationship. And Shmuel has been one of the consistent aspects of that relationship for us that we've had with Camp Hask.